Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Indian Coast Guard intercepts Pakistani boat with 9 crew inside Indian waters in Arabian Sea. IMF says India is a major growth engine for global economy. Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv issues advisory for Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Israel. UNSC holds emergency meeting in New York amid escalating concern in Iran. And in ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India beat USA by 6 wickets in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. And now, the news in detail. The Indian Coast Guard, ICG, has intercepted a Pakistani fishing boat with 9 crew inside Indian waters near the international maritime boundary line in the Arabian Sea. According to the Indian Coast Guard, the Pakistani boat named Al Madina was sighted by an ICG ship on Wednesday. On being challenged, the boat attempted to flee towards the Pakistan side. However, the ICG ship intercepted and boarded the boat in Indian waters, and a total of 9 crew were found in the Pakistani boat. The boat was then towed to Porbandar port by ICG ship for thorough rummaging and joint interrogation by concerned agencies. In a social media post, the ICG said this swift and precise night operation by ICG reaffirms its unwavering commitment to secure Bharat's maritime frontiers through relentless vigil and law enforcement across the nation's maritime domain. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said that India is a major growth engine for the global economy. The IMF noted that India's economic growth in the third quarter was stronger than expected. Addressing a press conference, Director of the IMF's Communications Department, Julie Kozak, said India's growth remains robust and is largely driven by strong domestic consumption.
India is a key growth engine for the world. India's growth in 2025, when we did our Article 4 staff report, we had estimated growth for fiscal year 25-26 at 6.6%. Third quarter growth in India came out stronger than expected.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, will send a fact-finding mission to Sri Lanka from the 22nd to the 28th of this month to assess damage from Cyclone Ditwa. The mission will also discuss the implications for the country's ongoing extended fund facility program. Director of the IMF's Communications Department, Julie Kozak, informed this while addressing an IMF press briefing. Ms. Kozak said that the goal of the mission is to firm up IMF's understanding of the size and the scope of the damage caused by the cyclone. She further said that the IMF Executive Board approved emergency financing for Sri Lanka under the Rapid Financing Instrument on the 19th of December. The Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Israel in view of the prevailing situation in the region. Moreover, the embassy also advised all Indian nationals currently in Israel to remain vigilant and strictly adhere to the safety guidelines and protocols issued by the Israeli authorities and the Home Front Command. In case of any emergency, Indian nationals can contact the Indian embassy's 24/7 helpline numbers +972 54 752 0711 and +972 54 327 8392. Or they can also email at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting in New York on January 15th to discuss the rapidly deteriorating situation in Iran, where nationwide anti-government protests have been met with a violent crackdown by security forces. The unrest driven by economic hardship, soaring inflation, and a collapsing currency has left hundreds dead and thousands detained. The meeting was requested by the United States, with Washington warning that it has not ruled out any options if the killings continue. Iran rejected the accusations, blaming foreign interference for the unrest, while Russia and China urged restraint and described the situation as an internal matter. More from our correspondent.
Behind the scenes, diplomatic efforts are underway to prevent further escalation. Several Arab states are reported to have walked over the recent days to ease tensions between Washington and Tehran. While authorities in Iran suggest a return to calm in some areas, state-imposed communication blackout remains in place. Rights group says at least 2,400 protesters have been killed since the crackdown began, with thousands more arrested as international concern and calls for accountability continues to grow. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said that it is redeploying a carrier strike group from South China Sea towards West Asia as tensions between the United States and Iran continue to escalate. Vinod Kumar for World News, Akashwani, Dubai.
Meanwhile, during the meeting, Assistant Secretary General of UN Martha Pobi described the situation in Iran as fluid and deeply concerning and said that all efforts must be undertaken to prevent any further deterioration.
The Secretary General underscored that all Iranians must be able to express their grievances peacefully and without fear. He further urged steps to restore access to information, including lifting the communications blackout. We call on Iran to halt any executions linked to protest-related cases.
The United States hailed the meeting between its Vice President J.D. Vance and Danish officials over Greenland by calling it productive. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that both sides agreed to establish a working group to continue technical talks on Greenland's acquisition. She further said that U.S. President Donald Trump has made his priority quite clear and he wants the U.S. to acquire Greenland as it is best for U.S. national security.
It was a productive meeting. In that meeting, the two sides agreed to really establish a working group of individuals who will continue to have technical talks on the acquisition of Greenland. Those talks will take place, I'm told, every 2 to 3 weeks. So this is a conversation the administration intends to keep having with the Danes and with the respected delegation from Greenland. But the president has made his priority quite clear. He wants the United States to acquire Greenland. He thinks it's in our best national security to do that.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States has warned Iran of grave consequences if killings continue amid nationwide protests. Addressing a press conference, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that U.S. President Donald Trump and his team have communicated the same to the Iranian regime. She further said that the U.S. is closely monitoring the situation in Iran and all options remain on the table for the president. She further said that 800 executions that were scheduled and supposed to take place yesterday were halted.
The president and his team have communicated to the Iranian regime that if the killing continues, there will be grave consequences. And the president received a message, as he revealed to all of you and the whole world, that the killing and the executions will stop. And the president understands that 800 executions that were scheduled and supposed to take place yesterday were halted. And so the president and his team are closely monitoring the situation, and all options remain on the table for the president.
U.S. President Donald Trump met Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado at the White House in Washington, D.C. today. During the meeting, Machado presented her Nobel Peace Prize to the U.S. president. In a social media post, Mr. Trump praised Maria Corina Machado as a wonderful woman and called her act of presenting Nobel Peace Prize as a wonderful gesture. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup 2026, India beat USA by 6 wickets using DLS method in the opening match of the tournament in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe yesterday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian Coast Guard intercepts Pakistani boat with 9 crew inside Indian waters in Arabian Sea. IMF says India is a major growth engine for global economy. Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv issues advisory for Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Israel. UNSC holds emergency meeting in New York amid escalating concern in Iran. And in ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India beat USA by 6 wickets in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.